Okay, turn to page 34 in the Go Prayer Book, and we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. If you have the white binder instead of the gold prayer book, just turn to the first page titled Kadampa Center Prayers. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta Now we'll read the Medicine Buddha stanza, verse of prayer, and a mantra right below that. And if you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So we'll say the mantra seven times. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha Teyata om bekande bekande maha bekande bekande raja samugate soha. Now the four immeasurables in English, just one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. We'll turn to page 37. And then you see four measurable chanting version towards the bottom of the page. So we'll chant that. And if you have the white prayer book, the white binder, it's the words by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dam de
Let's chant
Chen Reisig's mantra 8 times. Chen Reisig is the embodiment of all the Buddha's compassionate wisdom. And then Green Tar's mantra below that, and she's the deity of enlightened activity. And we'll say that 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 So do we dismiss children? Oh yeah, oh, children. Yeah, okay.
So today we invite all children of all ages to come with us. We are making a special gift for the Dalai Lama's birthday out of pottery. So if you want to come, please join us. And this also kicks off our summer program next Sunday, where we will be painting and incorporating all kinds of arts to bring, to show you into the Gampa, or into the main lobby, as we study the 16 guidelines.
'98 is the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, I believe. Yes.
Good morning. I don't know. Today I want to explain to our robes before the teaching, because some people ask me what is meaning of our robes, and some people may interest me. I don't know. That's like not one piece of red cloth. They have a lot of meaning. Okay. Then first of all, we are head. It's really good for outside when the weather is very shiny. this one, symbol of the thousand Buddha, okay? This one is Buddha's pure line, okay? Pure line, Yeah, Buddha's home. Okay. Then we have here three colors. This color is red, the symbol of the Manjushri. Do we have Manjushri Tonga? Oh yeah, Manjushri, like wisdom Buddha. Okay. Then inside the white. White is compassion Buddha. And Avalokiteshvara here. And also we have blue. Blue is I think Mahakala in called English. We call Shana Doje. That's the Buddha, the deity of the power. They very special three family Buddha. I don't know, maybe Buddha of the compassion, Buddha of the wisdom, Buddha of the power. Okay, that's the like symbol. Then also here, 12, I don't know, see like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12. 12, this is the 12 set of teaching. I think that's the best way to explain it. Then also we have here 3, 1, 2, 3. In English we call like, you know, three basket. But basically, like, there's also three set of teaching. Teaching of the ethics and teaching of the concentration. And the wisdom. Okay? Therefore, especially this head has a lot of meaning. But it's not used for outside in sound. It's just heavy. We are saying like that, like, you know, the if you ask monk and nuns who don't have altar, statue, then you put in this one on the table and offering this head. It's enough for your offering for Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is ours, like, you know, I don't know how to say, beautiful head and whatever. But when you wear, you cannot wear in two hands like this. That's a very auspicious. You have to always, like, you know, wear like one hand like this, like something like this. Okay, because this generally the head is always whenever we go to puja and this and that. But we have few different robes. But I'm going to explaining what I wear right now. Okay. and also the everything is like teaching. Then we have called like this, we call in Tibet tanka. Okay, this one is we call lion shoulder.
Lion.
Yeah, lion shoulder. Here is like, you know, I don't know, can you see here, like something like, you know, elephant tusks. Yeah, okay. Then this one, blue one, is one of the Chinese monk. Remember his kindness, because for example, we are the nuns, full ordination is already break up. Or monks ordination is almost break up, then suddenly one Chinese monk show up, his intent. Therefore, until now we have continued this lineage. Otherwise, almost like, you know, break of same like nuns full vows. Make sense? Therefore, we always kindness like put here, memorial Chinese monk. Okay? Then basically, whenever you wake up, okay, when you wear these robes, you have to remember impermanence. Okay? Because the lion and elephants are very powerful animals, right? But long time ago they have like juries, blah 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 blah, big one, right? But nowadays those two are more powerful animal. Therefore they are also dead. Therefore, soon as later we are also going to die. Then always I mention that time we have responsibility, no regret. go to peacefully next life. Okay, therefore, we always have to remember whenever you wear. But I always forget, don't remember, but you should. you have to remember whenever you wear this cloth, that in Parmenides, they have a lot also teachings, like, you know, this and that. Therefore, that's very important, always time again and again, remember in Parmenides. Okay. Then, now, lower part of the ropes. From this side, the two part, like, you know, like, I don't know how to say,
to fall
this way. This means we are going to abandon the truth of suffering. We talk about the phone of the truth. We have this is also like in listening, phone of the truth. Then from this part, the first two, novel truth, truth of suffering, truth of origin. Suffering, eh? This one abandoned. Okay. From here, we have two. This way. Means we are practice for truth of sensation.
Sensation,
truth of path. Okay. Then, between here, one small from here, one from here, one. That means we are going to whatever we doing, whatever we do practice for wisdom and compassion. Because without wisdom, to compassion is not good. Even you take care, charge, right? To compassion, no wisdom is charged, always like, you know, spoiling. Yeah. To wisdom, no compassion is also not good. Therefore, always like whatever you do practice, that go like this. Anyway, this is the meaning of our robes, like, you know, this. And also, like, you know, the Buddha give us, like, three different color, yellow and blue and red. Then every different country use, like, these three different color. I think in India, in Thailand, Sri Lanka, they are using, like, yellow one. Because their country weather is very hot. And yellow is more like bright and more like cooler. Maybe, I don't know. Therefore, they're using like yellow color. And Tibet, weather is very, very, very warm. Very cold. Therefore, we use like, you know, red. Red is more like warmer, right? I think therefore. And in India, like some of the India master use like blue one. Velama Atisha use, right? Some of the blue, because those people who use like blue one, they are level, I don't know how to say, their family are very famous, rich, like something like that. Like king of the sun who become a monk, they use like inside blue or something like that. Honey, yeah, basically whenever you wear like, you know, the monk's cloth, you have a lot of things you have to, I don't know how to say, whenever you wear, then you have a lot of things you have to think, okay. What I think, what I do, all that, this and that. Therefore, I just want to explain it to our like robes. Some people thought this just like, you know, red color. Some people thought this and that. Anyway. Okay? Oh, okay.
Hello. I just had a question I was wondering about the other day. If you, for example, are going swimming or exercising, or the weather is very hot or very cold, is it okay for a monk or nun to ever wear like a bathing suit or regular clothes, or do you always wear the robes?
That's a very good question. But honestly, in monastery and in Tibet, in Tibet, I think nowadays, I'm not sure, but we always, monks always wear monks' clothes. Even we are in monastery in India, it's very hot. Of course, swimming we can wear like this. They cannot swim, right? But here, whenever I go to park, whenever I go to Goshu store, I wear like your clothes. Like then, first my teacher is this one. He came to here 2 times. Then he give me permission. Oh, it's okay, long as you don't change your mind, that's a piece of cloth, he said. Therefore, I go to a lot of park, like especially Chile Lake, around the circumambulized on the Holy Lake. sometimes I can meet a lot, like, you know, our founder member. I always wear, like, short like you. Yeah. That's your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. The Buddhist is like, you know, inside, not outside. I'm just joking. Yeah. She wanted to ask something.
I was wondering why we're always on one shoulder and leave one arm no clothes.
Oh, they have many rules. Many rules, like, you know, the first 3 years, if you are new monk, even you cannot do like, you can do like that. Like, you know, this is like, you know, when you become a senior monk, you can do like that. But they have many rules, like, you know, first three years, I think you should like this. One, you should like this, or you do like this. I think like this. Then you become like, they have many different, like, you know, like new monk and this monk and this monk and senior monk and geshi like this and that. Then you, I think we call Uma like Madhyamaka class. Then you can wear like this, but not from here, like one from here. Like they have rule, many rule. Then if you are becoming like Yamadaka class, then you can do whatever you want, like this and that.
So is it like a sign of respect to have one arm exposed? Or what's the reason to have one arm with no...
If you, like, you know, high monks around you, you do like this, like, you know, unrespect, like something like that. Therefore, you always respect, like, that's a traditional, I'm 100% not sure, but when we respect, we always they carry like this one, like this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Geshe Sangpo, there are two things that I hear questions about. One of them is why some people wear yellow in their top,
okay,
and some people don't.
Okay. I don't know. In my monastery, actually, Geshe's one reincarnation, we call Tuku, one wear a yellow one. Most in the Noma monks, from here to here, everything's red. Like Chikila and Lamula, like they wear like that, regular monk. If you become a Geshe, then you can wear yellow. This is ours, like star. You become a police, then you can get like... but nowadays, like, you know, many people wear, many monks wear, many nuns wear, I'm not sure, but traditionally, one you can wear, like, you know, the reincarnation and geshes,
okay,
at my monastery.
Okay. And the other thing I think would be interesting to explain is why some of the robe is made with many small pieces instead of a single piece.
Single pieces?
Many pieces of cloth for...
Oh, do you mean this one?
Yes.
This one is a long cord. This one is short cord. Like long and short.
But it's made with many pieces of cloth sewn together instead of one great big piece?
This one, you mean this one, that one,
yeah.
This one. This one is very long.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean yellow one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. We have two different yellow one. One is cheeky, one is noja. Or monks has like cheeky. Then Gensu. Like, Gensu means like, you know, I don't know. Gensu is what the English call Gensu?
Novice.
Yeah, when we go to Soju, what does it mean Soju?
Like.
Every fitting days, we go to all monks together, then you purify, right? That time all the novice wear like a single one. Then the people who got the full vows, they wear in both of them, the yellow. But we have two yellow, and also there we call Dunga. They call Dunga. Then also we have another one, big one. In Tibet it's very cold. They're funky, like, you know, I don't know how to call. It looks like long cord. It's very warm. But in India, here is not used. But in Tibet, there is also many mini. They have different mini. Yeah. Okay.
How many robes are you allowed to have? Like one set, two set, five sets?
1,000.
1,000? I'm always curious about that. Thank you.
I have only one set. But it's like last like 5 years. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, 5 years. But every year, like, you know, APMT send us the new like set of robes. I always give away. Yeah. But I think this one is almost like 3 years already. Okay, now I'm going to beginning of the rest of last teaching. Then we discuss it again, okay? Okay. I don't know. And the last time we talked about joyful effort. That's joyful effort. Then, I don't know when we stop. We already talked about the first two of the joyful effort. Basically, joyful effort is like, you know, I think, something we are doing virtuous. Something we are happily doing virtuous, right? If you are not happy, if you are not doing like without virtuous, whatever you doing, start to finish it successfully, it's not like, you know, joyful effort. Like, because like make bombs and guns, what I mentioned, that's not virtuous, therefore it's not joyful effort. Joyful effort is like a Santi doing like virtuous, okay? Then last time, I don't know when we stopped.
You were doing the nine.
Oh, yeah.
And you stopped after the third step.
Okay, maybe we're going to read the first. If we don't have joyful effort, they have like, you know, how do we get the joyful effort? Nine solution. Then I'm going to, I don't know, some of this review, I'm not sure. And the first one to advance is laziness or procrastination. Things today's job I can do tomorrow. This kind of mind cheat us, right? We all have this kind of mind. Then, we have to, this kind of mind must stop. Something like that, I don't know, we already talk about this. Okay, then second one is kind of mind is now pushes. The second kind of mind to abandon is the laziness of pursuit. pursuing noble virtues. That means like sometimes like, you know, we are like, you know, drink beer and talk the not necessary, like, you know, long hour and hour people stay like that, right? I never see this country. I saw many the other country. People like whole day drink beer, talk not necessary things, like, you know, that's really not good. And like heavy attachment to speak badly about others, to abandon this type of laziness, we have think about karma, and the three types of suffering, the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, all pervasive suffering, especially this last one. To survive in samsara, we need so many things, right? Like house and money and this and that. Then we all love money, but too much attachment to money is not good. We have so many things to like, you know, virtual things. Therefore, we are going to lose any. The thought mind abandoned to the laziness of discouragement. Like think education is very difficult, so I can do studying. Or thinking, for example, studying is too difficult, I can't do, like give up. And this kind of mind we must abandon. Instead, we try to have the mind that's saying, I have to finish, I must study, I must know this information. And similarly, it is the same with our job. Because we see around us, even with animals, we can tend them. Even dogs can learn from us. So why then can we learn or be successful? When we were like, you know, like middle school, high school, we learn a lot. If we learn, still we have to learn a lot. Therefore, we can... Therefore, around us, we have so many classmates, and I think we talked about this last time. Healthy competition with them to learn other sources and can help us, inspire us. Yes? We already talked this one. The fourth piece of advice is to try to become interesting and engaging in the work we have to do. Think about the benefit of doing it. For example, if we study history or Buddhist philosophy, what is the benefit? If we think about the result, then our interest increase and never stops. I think they already talk. Fifth topic is, after we have interest in studying or working for something, we need to see through the go all the way to the end. I think last time we stopped here. Okay? For the sixth topic, we sometimes use word relinquishment. This means we have to take rest sometimes. Rest does not mean to have no joy for effort. We rest to refresh and recharge. If we rest long, we forget what we are doing. That is not good. The advice means to have a short rest. We do not want to work so long, so hard, that when we see or book whatever you're doing, and then we get a headache. Okay, and resting is good solution for joy, for effort. I think that's good, right? Whenever we are studying or walking, if we are tired, we need to take a short rest, then start again, like recharge our cell phone. Okay. Now the seventh suggestion is to keep long-term goal and in mind. We have a short-term plan and a long-term plan. For example, if we are studying many subjects all together, it is difficult to be successful. It is better to go one by one. That is better than all together. We need a short-term plan to study one by one. Does this make sense? The eighth piece of advice is to have a big mind. I think a big mind, generally, the Buddhists talk about, like, you know, people who has like this kind of mind, I must take all the Mother Sinche being bring to the enlightened. Something like this kind we call big mind. But as we are students, then we want to try to learn any kind of knowledge. Like I try to study all subjects, like somebody say, I want to learn entities, I want to learn like country, like religion, philosophy. I want to know everything one by one, right? But I, big mind is like I must study emptiness. I must study like country, whatever Buddhist philosophy. I must study. They are different, right? Therefore, like for example, I say I'm going to Tibet. I want to go to Tibet, and I say I must go to Tibet. They are different, right? Similarly, we need like I must study this. I must know this all information, this and that. That's like big mind. Then ninth, the last one is calm mind. Therefore, the mind of joyful effort is calm and smooth. Okay? These are the nine solution of joyful effort. Now, also Lama Tsongkhapa and His Holiness mentioned, there are four ways to rely on favorable condition. Make sense? Okay. Condition for joyful effort. There are four ways to rely on favorable condition for joyful effort. The power of devotion or aspiration. The first one. Then the power of the stability or stand fastnesses. The power of joy and the power of relinquishment or suspension.
Suspension.
Make sense? Huh?
Not sure that one.
Oh, they're explaining come later. Okay. So, sorry. The power of aspiration is saying to think about the karma. Like karma, if we do, there is benefit. For example, we can think about how, when we do good things, we will become good. So if we think about quality of the karma, then it will encourage us to do good things. And the Lama Tsongkhapa say, the way to develop aspiration is to meditate on how pleasing and unpleasing effects arise from virtuous and non-virtuous karma respectively. And from there, we will then walk through eliminating non-virtuous karma and to adopt virtuous karma. It makes sense? Clear? Okay. The second, the power of the joy. The second, the power of steadfastness. Say, whatever we consider doing, we first investigate. If we decide to process, that proceed, then from start to finish, we do it to accomplishing with joyful effort. Our determination to use joyful effort is unshakable. This makes sense? Okay. And third one is the joy, the power of joy. Say whatever we are doing, we do it with joy. We are so determined that we are unhappy if we have to stop. But here many people say, complain their job, right? But continues they do. I don't know. But Lama Tsongkhapa say, we are so determined what we are unhappy if we have to stop. This is the definition of happy to do. Gishigele always say, happy to do. Yeah, happy to do. And the power of relinquishment, saying to rest, when we need to rest, our body is human body, and become tired. Sometimes, if we don't rest, we can create aversion to positive things. If we rest so much, it's not good, eh? That we forget to do positive activities. That is too much rest. We need to thoughtful about our effort. If we work so hard for so long, when we take a break, whenever we want to go back, that is not skillful. That there has to be balance. It's too difficult. Anyway, that's like, you know, that now, last one is the joyful effort working for the sake of sentient beings, right? They have 11 different, same like, you know, when we talk about ethics, very similar. I'm going to read this. The cause of happiness is working for the sake of other sentient beings. All benefit in this life and future lives come from happy other sentient beings. Okay? Be a travel company, right? Be a travel company?
Travel company.
I think this is the, like, you know, long time ago in India, in Tibet, people go to, like, you know, walk mount to pilgrim. Mm-hmm. I think talk about that. But nowadays we don't need any company. We have GPS. Then they have three different, like, happy travel, find their way, give it direction, and be a company to give company. Also teach other good solution to avoid, create the negative karma in business, such as how to farm and so on. Then give medicine to patient, happy people with disability, such as helping someone who is blind to find their way. And they have many different, okay. The second one is help the uneducated. Some people are uneducated and have wrong view that lead negative actions, and you try to teach them to right view and the right way. Okay, maybe that's good. And third one is be of benefit. And never forget people who are kind and helpful to you, who benefit you, and don't ignore them. Offer kindness back to them. That's the third one. The fourth one is happy those who are our friends, like who are our friends. Similarly, like this one is a type of generosity, like giving. Giving free from fear. Giving free from fear, yeah. Very similar. His Holiness give one example for for example, help an innocent person that has been falsely accused. Then His Holiness said, this is connected with human rights. We must protect basic human and animal rights. Also, we need to protect the environment. The benefit to save life is not directly when you protecting the environment, but destroying the environment lead to the loss of a lot of life. Okay. Then fifth is people who are suffering and loss, like people who have lost loved ones, help those who are grieving, also helping people who have lost material things and relationships. In particular, help them by teach about the impermanence. Okay. And then the last one is benefit poor people. And seventh, help people who are looking for a new place to live and work. I think in this case, when people come to you looking for your help, the advice is to not think you are powerful or important, but better to help those people with what they need. Okay? Like us, boss or business owner, you need your worker. It is interdependent relationships. Therefore, you should think about how to help those who work for you. Then some people in a position of power feel they can score their employees. But this is the wrong idea. This in power need worker, and it is best if the leader cultivate a true sense of compassion and care to help those who work for them. The eighth one is people get what they want. If you are offering advice on try to help someone, be thoughtful about how to talk with them, because we all have different personality and opinion. If you truly want to help someone, you must set your own idea aside and try to match that of the person you are trying to help. Do not criticize them, but try to offer advice in a way that they can hear. Make sense? Shantideva said, if you want help someone, you must know their way of thinking, their personality, and so on. Then try to match that. If you ignore their personality, even though your motivation is good, you cannot help them. I think I'm going to share one history here, the story. Like in a Western, in Tibet, they have one young monk. Somebody killed his brother. He's so angry, really angry. Then he wants to revenge, even though he is monk. He wants to revenge. Then he asked his teacher. His teacher is very, like, you know, very famous. Then his teacher said, yeah, you must revenge. You must get revenge. Then he give advice. Before you revenge, that revenge, he wants to kill the other guy, right? Therefore, before you have to purification. Some people do, like, before purification, then you go to revenge. Okay, then he give him to, I don't know how to say, the Lorin, the Summa path, what called Summa, Lorin, has small,
small scope.
You have to, like, buy hard Summa scope. ask him, before do you revenge? Then he did not say, oh, don't revenge, because he know he's so angry. Therefore, first you by heart the small scope, then you can do revenge. Then the young monk by heart studying after finish, then what happened? He wants to continue so by heart all the Lord Chemu, that he doesn't want to revenge. Because he is very skillful, the teacher. Then, you know, since that this young monks become a very famous geshe, he's very famous geshe anyway, like, you know, some people, like, you know, whatever they want to change their mind, immediately they say no. They say, okay, you can do, but first you do this and that, they're going to change some way. Make sense? Okay. And 9, help people who are doing benefit work. I don't know. Like provide encouragement to people such as teacher and parents who are doing good work that foster a good heart, faith, morality, scholarliness, and so on. Try to compliment them to they will feel confident, rejoice in their efforts, and continues doing good things. Sometimes we criticize those close to us because we want good things for them, but it is better to instead of discourage others to encourage them. Generally, it is very difficult to change someone by criticize or look down on them. It is much better to encourage someone who achieved their dream and help provide constructive solution to problem, and so on. Okay? Then, help people overcome mistake using various methods. This point is basically about methods that you wish to help others feel positive regret for mistake. This we talk about, like, you know, mistake is our great teacher, like something like that. Before I said I got the ticket from camera, since that whenever I see camera, slow down. Like something like that. Now last one is like other by using magical power, like something like that. This one, in during the Buddha time in India, they have very famous Gita plane. He is very proud. Then he looked on everyone. He think he's one of the best in the world, like something like that. Then Buddha manifest like us plane much better than him. Then one stick. Then after that, then he think, okay, I have to listen to this and that. They have one story, something like that. The until here, like, you know, 11 point. This come from Sutra by Buddha Shakyamuni in Chattalamba on morality. It has been more than 2,500 years that we have used this advice, and it is remained important for us still today. The until here, like, you know, last joyful effort, seek all sentient beings, happy sentient beings, something like that. Now finish. Okay. Now you have any questions about that?
Can you review the last two again, please?
Last two?
Yeah, number 10 and number
8. Okay. The people who overcome mistake using various methods. This point is basically about methods that you use to help others feel positive regret for mistake. They have story too long, I don't want to read. It's good for you? This enough? Yeah. The last one is help other by using magical power. Like some beings need help to be tamed or turned through the use of magical power. Like, for example, at the time of Shakyamuni Buddha, there was famous guitar player who had a lot of pride that he was the best in the world. Due to this pride, he was not able to listen to Dharma. Then Shakyamuni Buddha manifests as a plant much better than him. So then the musician realized he had something to learn. This is help tame his mind. That's the last one. I think that's not important for us. Okay.
Thank you. When you were explaining about dealing with a different personality, maybe a difficult person.
Yeah.
We set our personality aside and try and match it.
Yeah.
How do you do that if you're with somebody that's really complaining and negative? And, you know, like, I don't want to match that personality necessarily.
You don't have to match with that person, but you can, like, for example, like, you know, I have one student in a monastery. He really wants to go to play cricket. You know cricket in India. Cricket. He's a young monk. I understand he loves to play.
Yeah.
You know, but when you go to in a monastery, if you go again, discipline, catch him, then the first time he got punished. Second, he had to leave from monastery. Therefore, if I say don't go, then he's unhappy. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I told him, I understand, I love to play cricket, but I don't know how to play. Mm-hmm. But I told him, I love to play cricket, but I understand, but better to, like, you know, go reduce, like, you know, maybe sometime, maybe if you can, best don't go. Mm-hmm. Then something like that, I tell him, you are young, you are really wants to love sport, I love same, but, you know, if you go, come again, discipline catch you, you probably your life, like something like this, give advice, but he is happy to listen to us. Then also another one, like, you know, my cousin, another monk. Then I always scold him, that's not right, that's not good, always, he get it worse, not get it better. Then after I realized, I always give advice to him, oh, you are better, much better than yesterday, and then, oh, you are getting better, this and that. Now he's very good, he's one of the Chan master, I was like, you know, part of the monastery. Mm-hmm. Like something like Jambatashi, you know, right? Yeah, something like that. Then also, like, you know, the another example, like, you know, the Lama Atisha has two students. One is cook for him, one is translator for him. That's like, you know, the this part, like, that's tell a story. Then the another one say, oh no, I always have to cook to him, therefore I don't have to time to practice myself. He always like complain. Then when the other student show up, he complain. Then the other say, yeah, you are right. I always have to translate for him. I don't have time to, you know, the practice myself. Then immediately he say, we are really fortunate to serve to Lama Atisha. 100% much better they use doing practice than serve for him. Something like that. Then the people who cook for him change his mind, then he's so happy, continues happy to do, to cook for him. Like something like that. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
Thank you.
But, you know, somebody like, oh, too much thinking negative, you are too much negative, I don't know, this like a match is not, I don't know. Something like that. to anyone more? One more, two more? If not, it's okay. Then Lamula, can you do dedication? It's okay, right?
Turn to page 246 and we'll read the dedication from Master Shanti David, Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life. It's on the back of the Kadamba Center prayer sheet in the white binder. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
One brief announcement. So thank you to Elise and to Joan Lacey and Dwight Clark for painting the bathrooms. If you haven't seen them yet, go check them out. So the painting has begun. The next step is this weekend, and I'll be gone for some training. So we have the painters in place. But what we need is on Thursday of this week, we need to move everything out of the office. Has anybody seen the office? Yeah. So we need some help. We have one young lady who's volunteered to do that. So please, we need one more person or two to help get everything out of the office. Then the painters will come in on Friday. And then the next day, the carpenters, the carpeting people will come in and install beautiful new carpet. And then in the afternoon, we need all the stuff to go back in. So on Thursday and Saturday, that would be just like a couple hours, probably less. If we could have some able-bodied people help out. We have a young man helping on Saturday and a young woman on Thursday, so they need a little extra help. So if you want to sign up for that, just go to the website and see the banner painting and click through, and it'll take you to Sign Up Genius, and you can put your name in. Thank you, and we'll keep you posted for the next phases.